reflected in the text.
Thank you. The state parties shall adopt such measures as may be necessary to ensure that no limitation period shall apply in relation to the commencement of legal proceedings in relation to human rights abuses and violations which constitute the most serious crimes of concern to the international community as a whole, including war crimes, crimes against humanity, or crimes of genocide, or in cases of human rights abuses and violations, where the harm may be identifiable only after a long period of time. Okay, so 10.2, we have concern about limitation period for human rights abuses because human rights abuses, in essence, has no limitation period or cannot be affected by statute of limitation. We also want to add the words gender responsive before the word duration, which can be found in Article 10.2a. So also delete the word unduly, which can be found in 10.2b. So we have a formulation as follows. In legal proceedings regarding human rights abuse not falling within the scope of Article 10.1, each state party shall adopt such measures as may be necessary to ensure that limitation periods for such proceedings, A, are of gender responsive duration, that is appropriate in light of the gravity of the human rights abuse and violations. B, are not restrictive in light of the context and circumstances, including the location where the relevant human rights abuse and violation took place, or where the relevant harm was sustained, and the length of time needed for the relevant harms to be identified. And C, are determined in a way that respects the rights of victims in accordance with Article 4. If I may repeat, you got it?